Hello, and welcome to your GCSE English Literature Study podcast. I'm here to help you master Mira Sile's brilliant coming-of-age novel, Anita and Me. Whether you're revising for OCR Component 01 or just want to deepen your understanding, this episode will give you everything you need to approach exam questions with confidence. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the key themes, characters, and writer's methods that examiners are looking for. We'll talk about how to integrate context seamlessly, avoid common pitfalls, and structure your responses to hit those top bands. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive into the world of Meena Kumar and 1970s Tollington. Let's start with what makes Anita and Me such a rich text for analysis. This is a Bildungsroman, a coming-of-age story that follows 9-year-old Meena as she navigates life as the only British Indian child in a working-class mining village in the Black Country. The novel is semi-autobiographical, drawing on Sial's own experiences growing up in the 1970s. The first thing you need to understand is the dual narrative perspective. We have Meena as a child protagonist experiencing events, but we also have an adult narrator looking back with hindsight and irony. This creates a sophisticated narrative voice that allows Sial to critique racism and cultural ignorance while maintaining sympathy for the characters. When you're analyzing language, always consider, is this the child's naive perspective or the adult's knowing commentary? Now, let's talk about the three major themes you absolutely must be able to discuss. First, identity and belonging. Meena is caught between two cultures. At home, she's surrounded by Punjabi traditions, her parents' nostalgia for India, and the visiting aunties who embody cultural expectations. But outside, she desperately wants to fit in with the white working-class community, especially her idol, Anita Rutter. The novel tracks Meena's journey from rejecting her Indian heritage to embracing it. Key moments include Nanima's arrival, which reconnects Meena with her roots through storytelling, and her rejection of Anita at the end, symbolizing her acceptance of her own identity. Second, racism and social prejudice. Remember, this is set in the 1970s, shortly after Enoch Powell's infamous Rivers of Blood speech, which inflamed racial tensions across Britain. The casual racism Meena experiences, being called names, being treated as exotic or invisible, is contextualized by this political climate. Sam Lowbridge represents the violent, explicit racism of the National Front, but Sial also shows us the more insidious, everyday racism of well-meaning characters like Mrs. Ormerod, who exoticizes Meena's family. When you write about racism in the exam, don't just describe it, analyze how Sial uses it to expose the contradictions in British society. Third, class and community. Tollington is a declining mining village, and Sial captures the economic hardship and tight-knit community bonds of working-class life. The village fate, the communal gossip, the big house as a symbol of aspiration, these all create a vivid sense of place. But Meena's family doesn't quite fit. They're educated, middle-class immigrants in a working-class white community. This class difference is just as significant as racial difference in shaping Meena's outsider status. Now let's talk about characters. Meena is your protagonist, and you need to track her psychological development. She starts as a naive, imaginative child who idolizes Anita and lies compulsively to make herself interesting. By the end, she's more self-aware, has passed her 11-plus exam, and is preparing to leave Tollington. Her character arc is the heart of the novel. Anita Rutter is the antagonist, though not in a traditional sense. She's glamorous, rebellious, and represents everything Meena thinks she wants to be. But as the novel progresses, we see Anita's limitations, her casual cruelty, her involvement with Sam Lowbridge, her lack of ambition. Anita is a foil to Meena, showing what happens when you don't question your environment. Meena's parents are crucial for context. Mama is traditional, nostalgic, and frustrated by her isolation in Tollington. Papa is gentle, educated, and idealistic, believing in British tolerance despite evidence to the contrary. Their marriage represents the immigrant experience, the tension between preserving culture and assimilating. And don't forget Nanima, Meena's grandmother. She arrives from India and brings with her stories, wisdom, and a direct connection to Meena's heritage. Nanima's presence is the catalyst for Meena's transformation. She represents authenticity and cultural pride. Right, let's talk about how to actually use this knowledge in the exam. OCR Component 01 is a closed book exam, which means you need to memorize key quotes. But here's the strategy. Don't try to memorize 50 quotes. Instead, choose 3 or 4-inch Swiss Army knife quotes that work for multiple themes. For example, I wanted to be her works for identity, belonging, and the theme of aspiration. I was not invisible anymore works for racism and Meena's awakening. I knew where I came from works for identity and maturity. See how versatile these are? Now, the biggest mistakes candidates make. First, retelling the plot. Examiners don't want a summary. They want analysis. Every paragraph should be making a point about how Cial presents a theme or character, not just describing what happens. Second, treating context as a separate section. Don't write a paragraph that says, in the 1970s, racism was common. Instead, integrate context into your analysis. Say, Cial's presentation of Sam Lowbridge's National Front sympathies reflects the political climate following Enoch Powell's 1968 speech, which legitimized racist rhetoric in mainstream politics. Third, ignoring assessment objective 2, writer's methods. You must analyze how Cial uses language, structure, and form. Talk about the dual narrative voice, the use of Punjabi words to assert cultural identity, the episodic structure that mirrors childhood memory, the use of humor to critique racism. Finally, plan your essay. Spend 5 minutes creating a clear argument that progresses through the Bildungsroman structure, innocence, experience, maturity. This gives your essay a conceptual framework that examiners love. Let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. Pause after each question and see if you can answer. Question 1. What is the name of the village where Mina lives? That's Tollington. Question 2. Who is the racist character associated with the National Front? Sam Lowbridge. Question 3. What exam does Mina pass at the end of the novel? The 11+. Question 4. What literary term describes a coming-of-age novel? Bildungsroman. Question 5. Name one Punjabi word Cial uses in the novel. Examples include nanama for grandmother, chapatis, or salwar kameez. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Anita and Me is a sophisticated exploration of identity, racism, and belonging told through the eyes of a child, but with the wisdom of an adult narrator. To succeed in your exam, you need to analyze Cial's methods, integrate 1970s context, and track Mina's psychological journey from innocence to maturity. Remember, plan your essay, embed your quotes, analyze language and structure, and weave in context. Avoid plot summary, feature spotting, and treating the author and narrator as the same person. You've got this. With the right preparation and a clear understanding of what examiners are looking for, you can absolutely achieve top marks. Good luck with your revision, and remember, Mina's journey is about finding her voice. In the exam, you need to find yours too. Thanks for listening, and happy studying!